It's time for Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, keeping you alive long enough to enjoy the rest of your week. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before your cat auditions for Cirque du Soleil. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally stops looking like a Pinterest fail. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's curveballs, cow patties, and unexpected lawn gnomes. And Sime Funeral Home, helping plan ahead so your family can argue over who gets that weird lamp instead of the paperwork. Today, we've got more laughs than a goat on roller skates. Plus, just enough information to make you sound smart at the water cooler. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup, turn your midweek meltdown into a giggle fest.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Hey. Stop it.
Yeah, okay. That's it. How you doing, buddy?
Not bad, man.
Happy Wednesday morning to you.
Mm-hmm. So. Only 26 more snowfalls. So.
Yeah, thanks, John.
You know,
you can take that the way you want it, John.
I say, because there have been years where we have 40 or 45, and 26 to me doesn't sound that bad.
So. No, but here's the thing, though. We've had two mild winters. Don't expect a third.
I know.
They're saying the El Nino pattern is actually moving out of the way. And so we have a storm, coming in predicted the next 4 weeks, every week?
Somewhere like that,
So.
Oh, well.
It's winter.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy winter.
I got to get the chains on the vibe.
Yes, get them done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can put some twist ties on there, you know, wrap them around.
Oh, would that work for
you? Yeah, maybe.
You know, that's a good idea for better traction.
Yeah. What do you think? Or we can even do it the old-fashioned way. We can put little stubs, go inside the tire, drill stubs in there.
Yeah, studded snow tires.
Yeah, so.
That was a thing for a long time.
I got in a ticket one time for studded
snow
tires.
You had them in Arkansas?
I had a 1972 Caprice Classic. It looked like a boat. When you saw me coming, it was like, whoom.
Yeah, there you go.
And I had to change a flat one time, and I forgot about the studded tires, which is the only one I had. And then we were cruising like you did with new kids, and peeled out, and whoosh, flames started coming out.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
and the lights started turning blue.
Uh-oh. Rollers.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, another story.
That was one of your first brushes with the law, then.
No. Back then, they basically told you to get it done.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
I had a cousin that wrapped himself around a tire. He was a studded snow tire.
Oh, was he? Yeah. This is pretty cool.
That's what I heard, anyway.
I look like a snow tire.
Yeah. Well, you know, what do you do?
If the tire fits, wear it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Anyway.
No, you're on your second half of the year diet.
Yes. Yeah.
First half, it was seafood, eat it. And now it's, you know, you're going to blow away in the wind, I believe.
Wow, 198 pounds.
Wow.
This morning, so.
You're just, man. You could box at the next level down. You'd be like, what, lightweight? Welterweight?
It doesn't matter. Oh. I'd still get beat. But if they wanted to pay me to go a couple rounds with somebody, I'd
go. Sure. Or in the old-timers wrestling tournament, you wouldn't be the heavyweight anymore.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I'd still get beat.
You could wrestle 215.
You think?
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd be a little below that, but still you could.
So I got to gear up for wrestling.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, wrestling season's kicking off. I was at Seneca last night for junior high boys basketball.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend is the first scrimmages for girls. So
they've been practicing this week.
Yeah, I've got two or three scheduled for Saturday. So nice job, Hank.
Huh.
Yeah, no nice. Rest for the wicked.
No rest. Oh,
so
you did it to yourself.
I did. Yeah, can't say no.
Right.
What can you do?
Right. Factor Hanko today. Do you have anything that's?
I don't have anything that's.
You don't?
Irrelevant to us. So.
It's irrelevant to us.
Yeah. But I got a couple of things. All right. If you want me to read them to you.
Yes.
Tomorrow's game day. You know what game we're playing?
We're playing whack-a-mole. I think.
No, it's whack-a-bo.
Whack-a-bo.
Yeah, whack-a-bo.
Bo's gonna stick his head up and then.
Yeah.
Boy, that should be fun.
Yeah, it should be. Who, Bo or the mole? Both. Yes. Both. Yes.
Yeah.
Polar bears are smaller than grizzly bears, but a lot stronger. Is that a bunch of Hanko or Crapo?
I'm going to say that's fact.
No, that's a bunch of
hamco. Is it really?
Quite the opposite. Grizzly bears are smaller but stronger than polar bears. Oh. That's a bear fact.
Well, there you go. I should have paid attention when I went to the zoo.
Banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour.
Wow. I should be thinner because sometimes around here I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall.
Hey, was that directed towards us?
No, just in general.
You know. Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
It is true.
But what about the concussed, you know?
As long as you're using 150 calories an hour, we're good to go.
Right. You don't care whether
you don't
concussion
care.
Or not. Oh.
The average depth of the ocean floor, now this is the average, okay, is 12,000 feet.
Average.
Yeah. So aren't they a place in the ocean where you could put Mount St. Helens down and there's still...
Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. 12,000 feet.
Unbelievable.
Where'd all that dirt go?
Man, that's crazy.
You know this one right off the bat. Two births occurred at Woodstock.
At least. I think so, though. I think
that's true. Yeah. How'd you know that?
Yeah, well, I know. I think there was at least one death and two births.
Right. Commercial aircraft are not legally permitted to fly over Antarctica.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's a bunch of hanko. The cold facts, flights there happen rarely because of extreme weather conditions, but flights are not banned, are prevented by law.
Huh. All right. That's good to know.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I went when...
In case I take my plane out of Sexsmith International.
Did you know, I was talking to the lady from, you had her in here from Weston.
Molly Caston?
Nope, the other one. With the choir?
Oh, yeah.
Her husband flies drones, okay? For like corn and stuff, that's his business. And she was telling me that he has a big enough drone that he had to get his pilot's license to fly that. Wow. Is that not crazy?
That is.
Yeah, that's a bunch of truth.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what they can do with drones.
Yes.
Lots of good photos, too.
Yeah, you know? Here's what happened to me.
Yeah, what?
A tiger shark embryos fight with each other in their mother's womb. The survivor is born.
I think it's true.
It is true.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
That is absolutely amazing to me. Well, okay. The average person laughs 13 times a day. Now, you feel you're not average.
No, no. Yeah, I think that would probably be true.
It is true.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well. Yeah, the average person laughs and says, do it,
Phil.
Back in school. No, they didn't say that. I was the one saying, do it.
Theodore Roosevelt was shot and then went on to give a 90-minute speech while covered in blood, the bullet still lodged in him.
Yes, I believe that's true.
That is true. That is true. That is a bunch of, isn't that amazing?
He was a tough old bird.
Tough old bird, he was. I don't think he'd be good for chicken stew at that point.
No, probably not.
If it takes less than 5 minutes to fall asleep, it is likely linked to sleep deprivation. Okay? A healthier sleeper takes about 15 minutes.
I'm thinking that's true.
It is true. Which one are you?
Well, I have a mask now.
Doesn't matter. I'm asking.
I have a CPAP machine. Before that, yes, I could fall asleep standing up. I could fall asleep sitting at a stoplight.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
That's a true story.
That is true.
And as soon as I get the machine, it's like wide awake, you know?
Well, you're getting air to your brain.
That's right.
Finally.
Yeah. Took a long time.
Yeah, I did. Japan is made up over 10,000 islands.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true. It is.
Wow. I'm doing all right this morning.
That is true. It's about 6,852 are inhabited. 6,852 islands are inhabited from Japan. That's amazing.
Crazy
stuff. One more. The Sahara Desert is the largest desert in the world.
No.
No, it's not. Remember, you remember this question. We had this on
our
quiz.
I think we had it in our quiz.
Antarctica.
Antarctica, yeah.
Is the largest desert. Cold but dry.
Cold.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. All right.
Anyway, what are we doing the rest of the day?
I don't know. We have a little of this, a little of that. We have a music artist coming
at
10 o'clock this morning. It'll be Addison Malik.
Oh, wow.
She'll be in here. And she's from Texas by way of Nashville.
Okay.
Very, very talented performer. So be on your best behavior today.
Yeah. There's more veterans in Texas than there are anywhere else.
So that's right. We learned that yesterday.
Yeah, we learned that yesterday.
It's a big state. There's probably, you know, Nashville always gets the word, but I'm guessing there's probably more guitar cases in Texas than there are in
Nashville. They may be. They may be because there's a lot of those backwood bars that
and you go to Austin. And,
yes, you do.
Yep.
So Houston's a big place for country music, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kind of have their own charts and their own artists down there.
They do. They really do.
And there are artists, sometimes people say, oh, how come you guys don't play that? We can't get it. You know, it's kind of like only in in that
only
area.
In Texas.
Yeah, exactly. So
anyway, but anyway, yesterday was Veterans Day, but still thank you to all our veterans all month long, every day of the year. So
yeah, just don't think about it one day a year. Think about the whole.
I mean, these guys
and ladies
everything. And ladies, all 100%. Our people deserve the best.
Yep,
buddy. I hope you have an awesome day. And did you see the Northern Lights?
I did not. I didn't have enough ambition to go out and look at them. But I guess they were pretty.
They look pretty from here, don't they?
I saw a lot of pictures.
Did you?
Yeah, it looked like very significant. The very nice red sky there.
It's
like,
really, really pretty.
Yeah, and then even this morning it was kind of pretty coming in here. So
anyway, I hope you have a good day. Everybody out there, be kind.
That's Hank Bray.